The Paradise of Death, Episode 3.
Quickly, Jeremy!
I'm stuck! I can't get my foot out of the...
That's better. Inside the TARDIS, we're safe.
Oh, my shoe got stuck in the mud.
But how could the TARDIS make a mistake like that, bringing us to the wrong planet? Is the psycho-what's-its circuit still broken?
TARDIS didn't make a mistake, Brigadier. I did. I foolishly made the assumption that the hair on the psycho-telemeter came from a creature that is native of Barrakhan.
Oh, I see.
Well, I don't. I don't know what's going on, and I've only got one shoe now.
The psycho-telemeter guided TARDIS to the place of origin of the creature. And that was Blestanu, not Barrakhan.
Well, now we know, we'd better get a move on.
How do you propose to do that? We're in the right sector of the galaxy, certainly, but there must be several thousand possible planets to choose from.
I mean, I can't go wandering around the old universe like Diddle Diddle Dumpling, now can I?
What are you talking about?
My son John, you know, the nursery rhyme.
Of course. Of course, that's the answer. Stuck in the mud outside the door. Thank you, Jeremy.
Oh, really?
Right. Right, got it. Yeah, there's your shoe, Jeremy.
Super.
What's more to the point?
Well, what is it? What have you got?
From the way that soldier was cursing it, I'd say that Paracon is involved up to its eyes in this war. And knowing how our friend Freeth operates...
They supply the arms.
Yeah, more than likely. So, this lump of shrapnel in the focus of the psychotelemeter, in there, with a bit of luck...
You can put the gun away. I'm not likely to try anything.
True, true.
In you go. Welcome to, what did you call it? Fortress Tragon. Very appropriate. Straight ahead and through the arch on the left.
Is this your home?
It is. This is the headquarters of the entertainment division of the corporation, of which I am vice chairman. I live over the shop, so to speak. So you see, you can't escape.
Is that you, vice chairman?
Well, who else could it be, Odin?
Well, I thought you were still... the captain of the presidential guard is here, asking...
Dragon, I'm coming in.
You can't go in there. Come back!
This is insufferable. Captain Rutley, you've really gone too far this time.
Is this Sarah Jane Smith?
Well, how did you know that?
Are you all right, Miss Smith?
Just about.
Good. If you would like to come with
the
me.
The presidential guard has no jurisdiction outside the palace. I'd be within my rights to have you kicked down the front steps.
I shouldn't advise you to try. I'm here on the direct orders of the president himself. Ready, Miss Smith?
I certainly am.
Miss Smith stays here.
Get out of the way.
You are of very little account in this society. Captain Rutley, if you take my...
Come along, Miss Smith. I didn't hit him very hard. He's only winded.
You young puppy! I'll have you whipped for this!
Your mighty are on your peace. Stop fussing with my pulse rate. I assure you that I find my guests more stimulating than tiring.
Yes, of course, President. Forgive me for interrupting you.
Ah, where were you? Oh, yes, your adventurous journey. Now, where was this war?
A planet by the name of Blestanu.
A war? Blestanu? Oh, I find that difficult to believe.
Yes, well, I assure you that we're not mistaken.
No, you were unlucky. A little local quarrel, no more.
Oh, you must be right, Your Excellency.
No. Please, Brigadier. We don't go to such extremes of ceremony. President will do very well. We are a democracy, after all.
It looked uncommonly like a war to me.
Of course, they had a very primitive tribal society when we first went to Blestanu, but we brought peace and prosperity as we do wherever we go. You know, if you stay on Paracon, you'll see visitors of many different alien races living together in harmony, but it takes a little while. I can't tell you the pleasure it gives me to welcome the representatives of the United Nations of Earth. Too many of the planets we visit are very far from United.
Well, I think the word expresses a pious hope rather than a reality, President.
See. You will, of course, be accorded the status of ambassadors during your stay with us.
Oh, Sarah!
Oh, thank the Lord.
Oh, Doctor!
I can't tell you how relieved I am, Sarah.
Oh, same here, but... Oh, why aren't you dead? Hmm? Oh, Doctor, am I glad you're not?
Yeah, I was quite chuffed myself.
Oh, and Doctor, I actually saw...
Later, Sarah, later.
May I introduce Miss Sarah Jane Smith, President?
I gather that you had an inadvertent ride with our Vice Chairman, Tragen. You're welcome, Miss Smith.
Thank you.
He's what? Speak up, Tragen.
I said that he's invited them both to dinner.
But he mustn't. He can't. You'll have to stop him.
And how do you expect me to do that, Freak? Are you ready to show our hand?
No, no, of course not, but this is terrible news. They might tell him anything. But you must do nothing until I have landed. No, wait. We must be prepared.
What do you mean?
You must neutralize the presidential guard in case we have to advance our plans. But legally, Tragen... It must be done legally, do you hear me? First of all, get rid of that young whippersnapper, Rudley.
Nothing would give me greater pleasure.
And his face was a sort of purpley colour and covered in hairy warts.
Mm. Mauve, perhaps, rather than purple?
Well, yes, I suppose so.
A Neglon. I've had trouble with them before.
And then Freeth came through, and Tragen told him that I'd seen those dog things, and he said to keep me prisoner.
Were they dogs?
They looked like dogs, enormous fighting dogs, but they hadn't got any hair to speak of, and their skin was sort of leathery, like a lizard.
Ah, fascinating. Parallel evolution. A reptilian canine. Did you notice the skin of that blessed new soldier, Brigadier?
I can't say I did. I had other things on my mind at the time.
Yeah, like being blown up.
Well, his face was leathery. Reptilian. The very words leapt to my mind.
Well, where do we go from here?
Nowhere. We stay and try to find out what's really going on in this paradise they're all so eager to share.
Well, what have you found out?
Rudley. Captain Waldo Rudley of the Presidential Guard. Native of Paracon. Father Carpal Rudley. Lower upper middle class. Temple guardian until the dissolution. Deceased. Mother...
Not his entire history, idiot. Is there anything against him?
No, not that I can... Oh, yes. Promotion to lieutenant. Nearly blocked for a remark seemingly critical of government policy on bond servants. That's all.
I knew it. Anti-authority. A crypto-rebel.
Yes, Vice Chairman.
Right. Find out where he's going, what his schedule is. Do you understand?
Yes, Vice Chairman.
Sooner or later, he'll make a slip.
I shall enjoy teaching him a lesson.
Sarah? You awake? I'm just coming.
You asked me to give you a shout, but it was nearly time to go to the stew of Captain Rudley.
Gosh... I really zonked out. I think it must have been hyperlag or something. Mm-hmm. Hey, look. There's a couple of those ER couches.
ER?
Experienced reality. You know, like the Brig tried in Space World. Come on. Let's have a go.
Ooh. I'm just sitting in front of a big campfire warming my toes. Mm. I've got bare feet. Oh, in fact, not just my feet. I seem to be... There's a girl. Oh. And she... Oh. Oh, my goodness me. No, don't do that. Oh. Well, really.
Jeremy, I do believe you're blushing.
I'm going a bit far.
Let's try number 77. I seem to be going through a forest or a jungle. I've got some sort of gun thing. Oh, it's quite heavy. And there's someone I'm following. You see me? He started running, and I'm going after him. Oh, it must be one of those battle game things, you know, where they fire blobs of paint at one another.
Here we are.
He's out in the open now. I'm raising the gun. I fire! Ow! Oh, he's got behind a kick. I've hit him! He's fallen over and he's pretending. Oh, no, he's really screaming. Oh, and I run over. With a great hole in his back, and I lift the gun, and I I can't do it. Oh, my God. Oh, Sarah. Sarah, it's not real. Take it off.
It wasn't real. It was just a sort of film thingy, you know, special effects and all. Tomato ketchup.
Oh, Jeremy, it was real, and I killed him. I deliberately lifted the gun, and... No, it was real, all right.
I'm afraid it was. You didn't kill him. But he was killed when the recording was made.
But that's terrible.
I'm sorry, I should have warned you. You chose one of the high number channels, did you?
77.
You don't have public executions on Earth?
Where we come from, we don't have the death penalty at all. Is that what that was?
He would have been plotting against the government or the corporation. If he'd been an active terrorist, he wouldn't even have been given that chance.
What chance did he have?
They have been known to get away. But those aren't the hunts that are put on the public networks. There must be a kill.
And people switch on for that?
They're the most popular channels.
We've been promised a paradise, President. But I must admit, we're a little short on detail. Background information, you might call it.
Mm, yeah. You know, I'm proud to say that it was my grandfather who brought back the rapine seed in the first place. He was a trader, space-hopping for new markets and new products. He spotted the potential of rapine straight away.
And it's on rapine that the paradise is built?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand.
Shall we clear, President?
Thank you, Olga. Tell me, Brigadier, what's the meat you're liking?
Delicious.
And the vegetables and the wine?
Excellent. Rather like a very good claret.
Mm. Well, not only all the food, but the plates you ate it from, the chair you're sitting on, indeed, very nearly everything you can see in this room is ultimately derived from the rapine plant.
Good Lord, that's incredible.
Yes, the generosity of the plant is incredible. There's nothing that a normal, civilized society might use that can't be manufactured or synthesized from rapine.
You mean you've even replaced metal?
Looks even metal. And all this from a plant that will grow in any climate, on any type of fertile soil, and produce harvest after abundant harvest.
Forgive me, President. Mm. You know, you sound like a salesman trying to persuade a doubtful customer.
That's very clever of you, Doctor. That's exactly what I was for 30 years or more. An interplanetary salesman. But I wasn't selling rapine. I was selling dreams. I was selling riches. I was selling paradise.
Ready? Then off we go! What's up?
Well, I mean, there's no flying this thing.
No need. It's locked into the city grid. Far safer.
Well, how does it know where to go?
It's pre-programmed with the coordinates of all the places I visit regularly.
Press button flying.
Exactly. Starting with the first button, which brings it back home.
Like an old hack to the stable. Super.
Well, Captain Rudley, Vice Chairman. He's on his way to a drinking party. Young people and outworlders. Upper and middle class. 14th sector.
Have we anybody there?
A young Polonian by the name of Rasko Heldal. A very recent implant. He was in hospital last week for an infected tusk to be removed.
So he doesn't know he's transmitting?
No, sir.
All the better. Take a patrol and get out there. Patch yourself into Heldor's transmissions. And stand by, ready to arrest Rudley for speaking treason. Captain Rudley is going to regret his little display of lower, upper, middle class arrogance.
So you have a population largely made up out of the unemployed.
Of shareholders. Of consumers.
Well, they're on a very high dole, of course. Happily unemployed, apparently. You seem to have solved capitalism's biggest problem.
No, we've solved every problem. There's only one producer, you see, the corporation. So wasteful competition is replaced by rational planning. Our people have everything they could...
wish for everything that money can buy.
Most people spend practically all of their time on the experienced reality couches. Man will be a skimmer champion for a while, woman a batterball leader, then they change. Fall in love with some singer, perhaps, follow him everywhere. Or spend all the time they can living the lives of an outworlder family on another planet. A play that goes on day after day after day and never ends.
It happens at home with the telly. People get hooked.
Exactly. Like a fish that's always looking for a new bait to swallow. And the favourite bait of all is the hunt, or the execution, when a terrorist is torn to pieces by the great butcher Toad in front of a worldwide audience. As it happens.
You mean live? Oh, I say, it's disgusting.
I quite agree. The trouble is, it's too dangerous for those of us who think so to speak out. And all the time, the transmissions are getting crueler and bloodier.
Combat? What, hand-to-hand fighting?
With various types of weapons, yes. The games are one of the most popular spectacles.
But do you mean that they fight to the death, these fellows?
Well, any sport has its dangers. A climber can fall off a mountain, after all.
I think the Brigadier was asking if the combatants are actually trying to kill each other, President.
Well, I think I must rest. My stamina is not... Oh, please don't think I'm impolite. Please stay and finish the...
Come, President. Your guests will excuse you, I feel sure.
Thank you. We shall meet again soon, gentlemen.
Yes.
Gladiators, by Jiminy.
Yeah, to keep the plebs quiet. The Romans had a word for it, or rather three words. Panem et circenses, bread and circuses. It works then, it works now.
The president becomes very upset if he has to face some of the more disturbing aspects of modern life. To be honest, his mind refuses to take in the plain facts.
Yeah, well, that's an affliction which isn't confined to the aged, by any means.
We try to shield him as much as we can. He's very old. The father of our people. Their love for him is one of the few things which gives me hope for the future.
Forgive me, but you're...
Oh, just a bond servant, Doctor. The housekeeper. Oh. I'll leave you to drink your wine.
But there are one or two things
I've... I've said too much already. Please don't leave. The President will return when he feels better.
Pretty rum sort of housekeeper, if you ask me.
Well, he's not the first President to be kept in the dark. And he won't be the last.
Help yourself to a little old glass of flip juice, too. Heldal, come and drick like wild.
Thanks, Greckle.
Drick?
The latest dance. And believe me, it can get wild when I get a few glasses of flip inside.
Vice Chairman, we're approaching the 14th sector and monitoring the transmission.
Very good. Do nothing till I tell you.
Hey, Greckle.
What's my little old toy soldier?
Where's the ambience pluralizer?
Lurks behind the drink. Doesn't it? Like a virgin at a blip do.
That's something I can't wait to see. Come on.
This thingy juice is delicious. You're sorry. You ought to try something.
Yeah, I'd go easy if I were you, Jeremy. That's how it gets its name. It sneaks up from behind and blips you. Now, here we are. Watch.
Gracious!
We're in a clearing in a forest. A jungly forest. I can smell where it leaves.
Oh, I get it. It's like the desert the Camellius was in. Sort of projected.
That's right. Recorded like experienced reality and projected into our brains.
Oh, enough, enough, she cried. At boats, I draw the line. Do you want us to be seasick, then?
Sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, better. Oh, inordinately better. A moon brothel just suits my mood.
Take a few deep breaths. It'll soon go away.
Oh, you're as cold as an ice lizard, you are, Waldo Rudley. Never mind. We're going to watch the semi-final of the games later. That'll heat you up.
Why?
Why? Because it's exciting, that's why. What games are those?
Killing games.
And what's wrong with the killing games?
Oh, I might have known you'd be here. Sarah, Jeremy, this is an old sparring partner of mine, Roscoe Heldal from Polonia.
Hello.
Hi there.
I said, what's wrong with the killing games?
I don't like them.
That's all.
Is that enough? Shall I go in with the patrol?
No. That's just an expression of feeling. That's not nearly enough yet.
Call yourself a soldier. Funny sort of soldier who doesn't like the killing.
My job is to protect the president. If that means I have to kill somebody, I'll do it. It's not in my contract of service that I also have to enjoy it.
But the games are a flame out. Everybody hots at the game.
That's one of the things I hate about them. What they do to us when we watch them,
filling us with hate and lust.
His father was a temple guardian, you say?
Dead now.
Typical temple cant.
I certainly hate that Jen Hegger. Yeah. I hope the champion rips him into a thousand pieces.
Some champion. Jen Hegger will slaughter him.
Oh, just look at their faces.
Yeah. There you are, you see. You actually want to see their guts spilling onto the sand. What's wrong with you all?
Nobody asks them to fight. It's their own choice.
You think so? Bond servants promised their freedom. Lower class morons bribed with a bundle of shares. Outworlders trying to make a name for themselves. Criminals threatened with the hunt. What sort of choices are those?
That's better. That's a lot better.
But sweet little old Waldo, think of the money the corporation makes. The last games alone nearly doubled our dividend.
You think it's right that the corporation should kill people just for the sake of some extra profit?
Ready, Odin?
Outside their door, Vice Chair.
Oh, right. You'll be telling us it's a sin next.
What's wrong with it, then?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It turns people into things. It is a sin. It's a sin against the spirit. The government ought to stop it, but they're in it up to their necks. Go, go, go!
Stand still, everybody! I said still! Stop that music! Waldo Rudley, you are arrested under the Treason Act for violation!
This is ridiculous! You know very well that I'm captain of the Presidential Guard.
The law knows no favorites. You've been speaking treason. You're under arrest.
Oh, but all he
said... Silence!
Keep quiet, or they'll take you too.
Move!
Sarah! Jeremy! Let the president know what's...
Now!
Very satisfactory. And what are you going to do about it, Sarah Jane Smith?
What happens now? Is there any way that
music, please, Mommy.
We've got to do something.
Forget him. He's dead.
No, but all he said was...
Stop it. You'll have them back again.
I'm not going to have my party spoiled by that odious young man.
Come on, Jeremy.
How are we going to... Come!
Running to the doctor, eh? I think it's time this charade was stopped.
But we don't know how to fly this thing.
Oh, yes, we do. All we have to do is to press the first button on the navigation panel, remember? See? It's going to take us home. And that must mean the president's house. And that means the doctor.
Even on our own terms, there's one thing missing from the paradise equation, Brigadier.
A good Highland malt?
It could be expressed in several different ways. Nothing for nothing and precious little for sixpence, as King Lear very nearly said. There's no such thing as a free lunch, as you might have said if you'd thought of it. Or the higher the fewer.
I'm not with you, Doctor.
I mean, how can they keep taking all these riches from the soil if they never put anything back? The more they take, the less there'll be. I mean, the equation just doesn't balance.
So what are we going to do about it?
There's only one person who can find out the answers and still be safe. And that's the President himself. It seems to be quite clear that he's been kept in ignorance. Well, it's time that stopped. We must tell him the whole story.
What an excellent scheme, Doctor. And what a shame that you didn't think of it earlier.
What on earth do you think
you're... Don't move. This makes very little noise.
If you kill us, you'll never manage to keep it quiet.
You think not. I don't agree. Provided we terminate the contracts of all four of you, so to speak. The United Nations mission would, of course, leave a polite note of regret for its sudden departure. And are your friends on Earth going to send a search party to Paracon?
Doctor, Brigadier, will you forgive my lack of courtesy?
There's nothing to forgive, sir.
Vice Chairman Tragen?
Mr. Tragen had a message for us. If you'll forgive me, I'm very pleased that he's here.
as he can listen to what I have to say to you.
Yes, of course. What is it, Doctor?
Well, it relates to certain things that happened before we left Earth, sir.
Forgive me for interrupting.
Oh, never an interruption. It does my old heart good to see you back. Doctor, Brigadier, may I introduce the chairman of the Paracord Corporation? My son, Balog Fritz.
Yes, we... Your son, sir?
Yes, he took over from me when I resigned to run for president. Oh, would I have trusted my corporation to a stranger? Sit down, my boy. Pour yourself a glass. Now, the doctor is just about to tell us a story. I must say he has me thoroughly intrigued.
Yeah, well, I think the moment has passed, sir. If you'll forgive me another time.
Oh, yes, of course, doctor.
Thank you, sir.
Until tomorrow, then. No, not you, Vice Chairman Tregan. Before you go, I should like to hear what message can be so urgent.
So we can't stay here now.
Yes, certainly not. But we can't leave without Sarah and Jeremy.
Oh, why do you always have to go so fast? I can't keep up.
We've got to get the doctor to talk to the president.
Oh, they're not here.
In the bedrooms.
Doctor, Brigadier.
Sarah, thank goodness. Come on, there's no time to lose.
But where are we going?
To the TARDIS. We've got to get away from here.
But we can't go yet. They're going to kill Waldo.
What? Captain Rudley?
Execute him. Hunt him. Oh, what does it matter? We've got to stop them.
Oh, no.
What is it?
You didn't really think we'd be so stupid as to leave your ship unguarded, Doctor.
We meet again, Doctor. Just in time to say goodbye. And we've hardly got to know each other. To misquote a little, I think this could be the end of a beautiful friendship.
What are you going to do?
You've asked the wrong question, Doctor. You know very well what I'm going to do. The question is...
How?